Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fade. On today's program, we're going to be talking about the lives of Dr. O.P. and Jean Nicholson. He was a dentist for many years here in Nicholasville. She was a school teacher. We'll talk to their daughter, Nancy, after this word from the Farmers Bank of Jessamine County.
Beginnings are important, especially when it comes to building a future. From start to finish, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County will be with you every step of the way. Whether it's a house, a car, a college fund, or saving for retirement, it all starts here. Stop by any of our four convenient Jessamine County locations today or visit us on the web at myfarmersbank.net. Banking with friends and neighbors, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. Glad to have you on this Saturday as we continue to learn more about people, places, and things of our county. Today we're going to be talking about a couple of people who are very, very prolific in two areas of our county, one being education, one being dentistry. We're going to talk about O.P. and Jean Moss Nicholson. And with us today is their daughter, Nancy, Nancy Case, who I grew up with. Gosh, I guess, Nancy, our mothers knew each other before we were even thought about.
Right, exactly.
Long time ago. But we want to talk about Doc. I always called him Doc. Nick. A lot of people knew him as Nick. And, of course, your mother, Jean, also. All right, let's get started back, I guess. Let's just take your dad to start with. Kind of okay. Tell me where his family came from, because I know Gene's family was here for a while.
Yes.
But where did his family come from? We'll get him, then we'll talk about her, and then we'll finally talk about how they got together.
Okay. Dad's father, Dad is a junior, so his father, Ollis Porter Nicholson Sr. Dad graduated from Bowling Green High School. So he's from Bowling Green. They were married many years. My grandfather, Dad's father, died when I was young. I mean, a couple years old. And then Mama, Dad's mother, Ethel, I was up in elementary school when she passed away. She did come and live with us for a time when we lived on Richmond Avenue.
Okay.
So Dad graduated, like I said, from Bowling Green. He went to Western, and then he went on to Northwestern University in Chicago.
Is that dentistry. Where he got his dentistry?
That's where he got his, yes.
Now, do you know, has he ever talked why he went to that field? Was there any particular reason that he thought he might like to be a dentist?
Well, actually, he talks about he was looking at being a doctor or a dentist. And he jokingly says, although there might be a grain of truth to this, that the hours were better for dentists than doctors. Because, you know, usually dentists do not get called in.
Sure.
And doctors are more or less on call 24/7.
Yeah.
You know, so that if he were sitting here, that's the answer he would give you, is that the hours were better. But I do think he knew several dentists, and I think that was something he was just drawn a little more
so
toward.
He went straight to Northwestern out of WKU.
Yes, he actually went in 1946. He was drafted during the occupation of Japan. So he went high school there. He got out, went to college in dentistry. Then they were going to get him again. And so he just re-entered as a dentist.
Okay.
So he did stay stateside. He didn't have to
go. So he actually was a military man.
He
served as a dentist within the military.
With his second tour.
Within the military.
Yes, the first time he was in Japan.
Right.
And then the second time he said that he knew that he was going to be drafted.
Right.
You know, so he just went on and enlisted and was in Fort McClellan. And as a dentist.
And you know, Nancy, a lot of people, when they think of military, first thing you think of is somebody out there fighting with a gun. And it's you need more than that. You've got to have all kinds of, it's basically a city within itself.
Right.
You got to have those type people, and they've got to have people to take care of. Gosh, that's kind of along the lines of one of his dentist friends, Hugh Hankel, isn't it?
Yes.
Because he kind of did the same thing.
Yes.
Did that for years with a guard.
Well, Dad said that at the time when he... You know, when he did decide to, you know, he knew and he was going to get drafted, and so he decided to go on. He said they needed dentists at that time, dentists and doctors. And so, you know, it was a perfect opportunity for him to go back. And then when he got out, he came to Nicholasville. Okay.
Well, let's stop right there.
Okay.
And let's shift gears before we get into Nicholasville. Let's shift gears and talk about your mom.
Yes.
Now, her family has been here for quite a while. Tell us about
yes.
her parents, and go back as far as you want to, but she was a Moss.
Yes, she mm-hmm. was a Moss. Roscoe and Pauline,
mm-hmm.
they lived on Baker's Lane.
Oh, yeah.
So, a long time ago, I can remember. Just a few memories here and there. I was really young.
Yeah.
When they moved into town.
On Maple Street.
Yeah. On Maple Street,
yeah.
yes.
Yeah.
So, and Mom went to Campbellsville College.
Mm-hmm.
It was a 2-year college at that time. Mm-hmm. So she went there and then transferred to Georgetown College, got her degree, and then got her master's from Eastern.
Now, let's see. She graduated from Nicholasville High.
She actually, she actually graduated from Cornishville. So,
Cornishville.
Yes, they were living kind of on the line, but it was in Harrodsburg.
Yeah.
But, so she actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Did
yeah.
she always know she wanted to be into education? Was that?
Yes, Mom said that she knew early on in high school that
yeah.
that was what she admired
uh-huh.
teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And Nanny was a, you know, her mom, Pauline,
right.
was
right.
a teacher. And so I think Nanny was a great inspiration to
sure,
her.
Sure,
and so she knew she wanted to be a teacher.
I vaguely remember your granddad.
Mm-hmm.
We were young, I
mm-hmm.
guess, when he died. I remember your grandmother so very
yes.
well. One of the sweetest women that ever walked, and great friends to my grandparents, my mom's mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
Before I forget, your dad, brothers and sisters. Did he have brothers and sisters?
Yes, he has one sister.
Mm-hmm.
She's still living in Florida.
Okay.
Her name is Jean Wright. Then he had a brother that died when he was young.
Okay.
He was just 40.
Okay.
And then he had two half-brothers.
All right.
Harry Nicholson and Paul Nicholson.
Yeah.
And they're all deceased.
Okay.
Dad and his sister are the only two
only
living.
Ones left.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah.
for our listeners' sakes who are from here, you're telling about your mom's siblings because they most likely would recognize them.
Yes. It was, we'll start with Ray.
Mm-hmm.
He was the oldest, Ray Moss, and that was her brother, Mom.
And, well, before you go on, and I do this for the sake of identifying.
Yes.
Ray married Irene Etherington.
Yes.
And they had three children.
Yes.
Amy,
yes. Amy, Sarah, and Cecil.
Cecil. Mm-hmm. So they're your first cousins.
Yes.
So if you're
yes.
listening and you hear those names, you might say, oh, okay, I know who they're talking about.
Amy and I were born on the same day, the same year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, and Irene was in one hospital and Mom
wow.
was in the other.
That's amazing.
And yeah, yes.
And she was a middle child, wasn't she? Cecil was the oldest, I
Cecil
guess.
Cecil was the oldest, yeah. then Amy,
yeah.
then Sarah.
Yeah. All right, so you had Ray. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but Ray, what, and then who was mm-hmm. next?
Then Mom mm-hmm. was next.
Mm-hmm.
Then Billy.
Okay.
Billy had six children.
Okay.
They're spread out all over
okay.
now. All
okay.
Of. And then Ann. Ann was the baby.
Ann was the baby.
Ann was
and,
the baby.
And unfortunately lost Ann several years ago.
Yes. Ann was 62,
uh-huh.
and she passed away March of 1996.
Yeah. Another just absolutely
yeah.
marvelous person.
Just,
I'll
she
tell you
was
a story
wonderful.
About Ann. And Ann and my mother, I guess they graduated together.
Yes.
They were so very tight.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you one thing I will never forget about. Two things. I'll never forget about your aunt. Ann Moss. One, the woman made the best chocolate chip cookies of anybody
oh,
in this county.
Oh, she did.
Absolutely. Hands down.
Yes.
And I always looked forward to Christmas because I knew.
You knew chocolate chip cookies
were coming.
I knew
they were coming from Ann Moss, and they had to be from Ann. But I also knew something. There was also times where I didn't want to see Ann Moss, and here's why. She worked at that time. What we called
mm-hmm.
RECC,
mm-hmm.
Bluegrass Energy now, but back
mm-hmm.
then we called it the RECC.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that every time that my mother pulled in there to pay our bill, that Ann Moss was going to give her a brand new RECC fly swatter. And I knew, but I knew what was going to happen with that fly swatter, and it wasn't always
yes.
killing flies. It
right.
was taking care of Doug and Cecil, and I used to dread it. We'd drive in there, and I'd think, oh, my gosh, give her an ink pen, because I knew. And go on with that story. When I was young, my dad had built Cecil on a sandbox, and he finally built it into a like a little clubhouse. Well, as we got older and it got older, he decided it was time to tear it down. But he decided to go through it one day and find and make sure there wasn't anything in there we need to save. Mm-hmm. And he came in the house and he looked at Mom and he said, here's one you missed. He found one of those fly swatters that had hidden. We had got out of the house and hidden that Ann had give my mother. So there was times that I really wanted to see Ann. There were some times I really didn't want to see Ann.
Well, she had one of those fly swatters at the house too. So I met that fly swatter several times.
And you know what? I deserved every one of them.
I did too. So, I did too.
All right. So four kids. That's your mother's. We digress, but it's fun memories to have.
Yes.
Now tell me how Opie Nicholson and Gene Moss finally saw each other and decided, uh-oh, here it is.
So Dad came to Nicholasville.
Mm-hmm. Was there a reason he did?
You know, he was looking around the mm-hmm. area. He had actually looked at several different spots.
Yeah.
And he had someone that told him, said, you know, I think a good opportunity would be Nicholasville. They need a dentist. And that would be a really, and he came, liked the town, mm-hmm. and just decided to open a practice. So it was kind of a little bit of
what
luck.
Year would that have been?
Let's see. That would have been around probably 55, I'm guessing. No, wait. About 55. Yeah.
Do you have any idea, and you may not, Nancy, of
because they married in 56.
So. Any other dentists that were in this town? Doc Wiley is the only one that I have heard of that may have been.
I think one came right about the time, Dad. I think they were there. Yeah. But Dad might have been just a few months before. I think he was the first. But now, you know, don't hold me to that, but I'm... You know, that's what he has said.
So he's in Nicholasville. He's getting his practice established. Do you remember where his first office was?
Yes, it mm-hmm. was on Oak Street. You know, behind what I call, I can't think of a bank. It's changed now.
Central Bank, the old fire station buildings.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. and also right behind in that there. Row of some of you may remember from back then. There was a fellow named Charlie Grimes that had a barber shop, and City Hall was there, and the police department and everything was right. Yes. So he was right in that. Well, some of you may remember Dr. J.S. Williams. He had actually had his office in there one time.
Uh-huh.
So that's where he opened his office. By himself?
Yes, by himself.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So he's in Nicholasville, and he's floating around, and he's an eligible bachelor, and
He went to church, Nicholasville Baptist, and that's where they met. They didn't date long, a few months, and then got engaged.
Was it just walk-in, first sight type thing?
That's what they say, that it was just when they met, they just knew within just a few weeks that they did a few months, got engaged, and got married.
What about that?
Yeah. So that doesn't always work out, but for them, it worked great.
Now, was she already teaching by this time?
Yes.
Okay. Where was she? At Nicholasville?
Yes.
Was she always at Nicholasville Elementary?
Yes. She taught most of her career there.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, she subbed after she retired. She subbed at different.
But she was there a long time.
She was there her whole career.
Yeah.
And then she did start subbing, you know.
Did you ever have her as a teacher?
No, I did not.
That's good.
Yeah.
You know, I always thought about people whose parents taught. I often think about the Blankenship kids. Mm-hmm. You know, their dad's a principal. And you know, how do you kids and different ones in the halls? I mean, I could name a bunch. But how in the world is that? So you were probably in the same building for...
Yes, I had Lorraine Hall.
Yeah, okay. So, you had the principal's wife.
And her, you know, her room was right next door to Mom's room. So I will say the whole time I was at Nicholasville Elementary that if I ever got in trouble at school... Then I got it immediately when I got home because my mom knew about it before we left.
You left.
Left the building.
Well, from what I remember, I don't think that was very often because I don't remember you ever being one that ever got in much trouble at all.
I had my moments. But
So they meet up. They get married. You said that was in 56?
Yes.
So sometime, 56. What, 60? Is that when they finally decided it's time to have a family?
Yes.
All right. Let's talk about you and your brother.
Yes. So Roger was born in September 60, mm-hmm. and he's 2 years older than me. Mm-hmm. And then I was born in December of 62.
Tell us a little bit about Roger, what he's been doing, where he's at. And
Roger is in Charleston, West Virginia.
Now, he's been there a long time.
He's been there a long time, yes. He's a lawyer, mm-hmm. works for Steptoe Johnson. Mm-hmm. He has two grown children now.
Really?
I have a wonderful niece and nephew. Mm-hmm. Kathleen is 21, and she's at North Carolina State.
Yeah.
and she's a junior. And then Ryan actually lives with Roger, and he's a sophomore at West Virginia State, and he's 20.
Now, is that a coal company? Because he
he's in mineral law.
Okay, yes. Mineral.
He's in mineral law.
He's done that for a long time. Did he not go out on his own for a little while?
He did. He did, actually, and then came back to Steptoe. They got him, and they were lucky to get him. He is excellent lawyer. But he did go out on his own for a while.
You know, growing up, and you will identify, we both went to Edgewood Baptist Church.
Yes.
And there was groups. The guys had their group, and the girls had their group. And and in that group of guys, in fact, you mentioned Richmond Avenue. I'll never forget the night that all them guys stayed the night at your house. We had a sleepover. That was the night that someone, I won't mention any names, put sleeping powder in somebody else's sleeping bag. I never will forget that. But you had people like myself and Roger and Todd Toole and Jeff Ransdell and David Poor. And I've probably mentioned enough there for anybody to figure out who caused all the meanest. But Roger, even back then, from what I remember, it does not surprise me in the least that he has succeeded in that business.
Yes.
None at all.
Roger has, you know, had great success
in
that. And he's worked hard for
sure.
it. And he always knew he wanted to be a lawyer,
yeah.
you know, and he just set his path and, you know, never wavered. And
right.
He's had great success.
Haven't seen him forever. I've seen pictures of him at the UK game on Facebook, I think, but haven't seen him forever.
Looks the same, just as we all do older.
We get a little older. So in 62.
Some gray hairs.
I have a few of those too. In 62, the cream of the crop came, though. All of us were, and you included. December?
December
14th. See, I remember. I don't remember the day, but I remember you are almost completely month behind me.
Yes.
But you were born in December of 62. So tell us what you've been doing the last 55 years.
Yes. I, of course, graduated from Jessamine County, and I went to Georgetown for just 1 year, Georgetown College. My roommate, I went home with her one weekend, and she lived in Danville. Went to church with her that weekend and met my husband, Alan.
Was it kind of like Gene and OP?
It was. I knew. I won't say I knew the moment, you know, I met him, but I was very taken with him, you know. But I knew several months in that this
is it.
Yeah.
Did you all date longer than your parents?
Yes, we did. Yeah. But we were dated and were married within about a year and a half.
Still pretty quick.
Yeah, still pretty quick.
He's retired from Lexington Fire Department.
Yes, he's
retired. Was he on the department at that time?
No, he wasn't. He actually had several jobs before he decided to go. Gosh, Alan was in his 30s when he, at the time that Alan went on, they actually did have an age requirement or limit. You couldn't be over. And he, like, got in just a year before he would have been too old to be. I think since then they have gotten rid of that.
When did he go in?
He went in, let's see, in the 90s.
Was he there with my brother? Or was it after?
He had just gotten on.
When Cecil then died. Okay, so that would be, that was 93, January 93.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
And did a full career there. That's great.
Yeah.
Is he working now?
He, now.
What you have him do.
His honey-do list is pretty long. No, actually now, you know, we stay pretty busy with keeping, you know, things going with Dad and everything. And he's, you know, head of our homeowners association and in some different, head of some different clubs. And so he stays pretty busy,
How long was your dad a dentist here in our community? You know, how many years?
I would say Dad has been retired about 30 years.
He's been retired that long?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Dad retired really fairly early. You know, he was just about 60. Dad is 90.
Is he?
He's 90 years old. Yes. You know, he was here for, about 30 years.
Oh, yeah.
We'd worked about.
You probably go through the same thing that I go through. And isn't it cool when people walk up to you and start to have those memories of your mom and dad? You know, how many people, who knows how many people that man that the man had his hands in their mouth.
Exactly.
Literally.
Exactly.
Taking care of them and their dental needs. You get that?
Yes. I actually, people will come up to me and say, I still have this. And I've one incident in particular where a woman came and she literally, she pulled her cheek back. She said, I still have this crown right here that your father put on him. So, yes, I get many stories and, you know, it is.
And on the other side of the fence, how many hundreds of people and lives have been touched by your mom. And hers is even different, Nancy, because not only did she touch the lives of the children she's taught, those people are touching lives. So if you look at what's called the ripple effect, there are people in our world who are, without even being knowing it, are somewhat influenced by Jean Nicholson.
Right. And you know, it's not only through the education system, but it's through all mom's church work and missions and the times she went to Lexington to churches where they just made lunches to hand, you know, and she would do that once or twice a month. I mean, it's so many people. I know at her funeral, I had people just, you know, as I came through lines, some people just, you know, would tell me a quick story. Mm-hmm. You know, I had someone tell me about mom was subbing at their school, and they just said, oh, Jean, I just love that necklace. You know, just, I love that. And they said at the end of the day, there was this envelope with mom's necklace and a little note saying, I hope it brings you as much joy as it has me. And that was my mom. Yeah. Mom was the most, I would call mom, you know, we talked every day and usually twice a day. We would start our morning usually talking, and I would call early, and she, and I'd say, Mom, you know, it might be 7 o'clock, and I'd say, what are you doing? Well, I've been up since five. I've made two cakes. You know, I'm taking it. And that was just, Mom was absolutely one of the most giving, selfless, loving, genuinely caring about others, that just a wonderful Christian woman.
She got that from your grandmother, didn't she?
Yes, she did. She did. Completely, 100%.
You mentioned the church. My gosh, how many years was she at Edgewood? Was she ahead of the WMU?
They were, were charter members.
Oh, wow.
And she was...
Forever.
Forever.
And
I mean, it's long.
She taught Sunday school too, didn't she?
Yes, she taught Sunday school. And then when they did leave and they went to Anchor in Lexington, Anchor Baptist, she taught Sunday school there. So she was actually teaching Sunday school, you know, right up until her death.
Until she
the night before her stroke, I talked to her and she was studying her Sunday school lesson. So
one thing I didn't ask you before I forget, we didn't talk about what you've done in your career. I mean, you told me you married Alan, but
I married Alan,
and I know that's the most important thing in his eyes, especially. But what did you do?
So then I actually started working for a church-based children's program and worked there for 15 years, and then I went and worked for a doctor's office in the office, ran the office for until we moved to Lexington. We decided 7 years ago that we would move. Alan actually applied and got on at the Fire Bureau, so he actually got an office downtown. And so we just decided that we would move to Lexington. And so after that, health issues started happening with both of our parents. And so I just became more of a caregiver.
And that's kind of what you're doing now with your dad,
isn't
it? Yes. As a caregiver for him. Of course, again, I mentioned earlier the Richmond Avenue house. I remember that story. And I remember the one that you finally moved out of over on Beacon Hill as well.
Yes.
You know, you're like me. You can lay claim to this county for a long, long time and some awful good memories of
it. Great memories.
And people and things like that. Although it's changed. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
How much has changed.
Yeah. And I love Nicholsville now, but I love Nicholsville then when we were growing up. Everybody knew everybody. It was, you know, a small town. Yeah. And we just had great, great memories.
It was something.
It was.
Let me ask you some personal questions, your thoughts about them. And I've asked this question before on our shows. You've kind of answered Jean's, but I'm going to ask it over. Just give me a word or two, if that's all you were given to describe your mom.
Oh.
It's a hard question.
It is, because I can think of so many words. I would say thoughtful, loving, giving.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the essence, I think, of mom. Mm-hmm.
What about your dad?
Dad, I would say professional, funny, and let's see, another word that really, caring. He's especially toward his patients. He was a very, he cared about mm-hmm. his patients. You know, he mm-hmm. would mm-hmm. bring that home a lot, you know, worrying. And, you know, I mean, he was very professional, worked long hours, really, you know, didn't want to turn anyone away, mm-hmm. didn't, you know.
You know, then I may be totally off, but from what I remember and being around him, I would have thought that he probably didn't complain much.
Not in public, no.
Yeah,
okay. He did some at home, but he seemed like
one of those kind of guys. It was everything was right with the world. You know, it was everything was kind of going. I know that everybody has problems. I understand, but he was just so very docile and nice to people and pleasant to be. At least he was mm-hmm. to me, mm-hmm. and from what I saw, he was to other people too. Just that, you know, as you said, that doctorly type person that doctors should be.
Right. Right. And yeah. I think a lot of doctors, or you hope that that's what they'll, that they'll be that caring, you know, person who is calm and, you know, listens to you and,
you know. Great memories.
Yes, I can remember. I'll tell you one. I can remember Dad worked, you know, most Saturdays, at least half a day. And one of the greatest memories, and you'll share in this with your love of donuts. We
it is something how you get to be known
it,
for.
It, I know, isn't it?
My legacy.
You know, of course, Dad being a dentist, you know, sugar-free gum, no sweets.
Were they really strict about that?
Mom wasn't. Dad was.
Okay.
So this is every Saturday, you know, Dad, of course, worked half a day. Mm-hmm. My greatest memory growing up is when we lived on Richmond Avenue. I mean, so I was, you know, young. Mm-hmm. Mom would take us to Ward's Bakery. And we got to pick out two donuts, you know, a piece mm-hmm. and go home and watch cartoons. And, you know, of course, we had to eat all the evidence. And
to this day,
I haven't even told Dad that. But we, you know, it was like, couldn't wait for Saturday because we got to have sugar.
Well, now, maybe I'm wrong, but Miss Pauline was a pretty good baker, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, how did that all get to partake of some of that?
Yes. We just didn't have it a lot, you know, at home, you know. But, I mean, we got to, Nanny. And then, you know, Mom was just, Mom mm-hmm. inherited, mm-hmm. Came by that honestly. She was a wonderful cook, and especially with sweets cakes and pies. Yeah. She just, you know.
It's a wonder you and Roger weren't 400 or 500 pounds with the cooking that you had in that family.
Yes, they were wonderful, wonderful cooks.
Oh, yeah.
Both Nanny and Mom were both, you know, they
great,
were.
Great families. And focusing, though, on your mom and dad, and as we've said earlier in the program, the contributions that they have made to this community, you know, whether it was taking care of someone's dental health or whether it was teaching, you know, very prominent in the community, very well known, very well respected, and very well liked. And I appreciate the fact I got to know them both. And as you said, I can't say this for your dad, but for your mom, it goes back with our bunch before you and I were even considered mm-hmm. to be on this earth by mm-hmm. them anyway. But a great relationship that I appreciated, and I just appreciate you coming in sharing with us a little bit.
Thank you. When you asked me, I was thinking, what a great honor to be able to just talk about two mm-hmm. parents who were, I was just blessed. To have. And what an honor to Mom's memory that, you know, I can come and talk about her and you know, talk about it. Because she did touch so many lives.
So many.
More than I even realized.
Sure. And there's people that she touched that you'll never know about.
Exactly.
You'll never know about. They could be halfway across the world by now, but you go back far enough. And you know, Nancy, I'll end it with this. This is one of those things that I have said on this program. I've also told my kids. You never know. You never know what you do today, what impact it might have on somebody. And folks, I'm talking 30, 40, 50 years down the road.
Exactly.
You may go through life and think, you know what? I've really not done anything spectacular. Listen, guys, you don't have to cure cancer to be an right. influence. All you have to do is basically treat people right.
A small treat them nice. Act of kindness.
That's all it is. And yeah. you'd be amazed. And again, you may never know it, but you'd be amazed right. at some point down the road what that could have. That right there could have had an impact on somebody else.
Right.
And I appreciate the fact you had parents that did that.
Yes. I was very, very lucky.
Yeah. Tell Roger hello.
I sure
and
will.
And best of wishes with your dad.
Thank you very much.
My thanks to Nancy Nicholson Case for coming in this morning and sharing about the lives of her parents, Dr. O.P. and Jean Nicholson. We appreciate you coming in, too. We'll do it again next Saturday morning at 11. Don't forget, my early morning show here weekdays from 6 until 8 will get you up and going on Jess FM 105.9.
In 1934, a brand new house cost about $6,000. The cost of a gallon of gas was 10 cents. And in 1934, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County opened their doors at 200 North Main Street in Nicholasville, and they've been there ever since. The times may have changed, but Farmers Bank is still here, still proud to be the only locally owned and locally operated bank in Jessamine County. Banking with friends and neighbors. Farmers Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.